Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. Automatic pilot Christianity does not work and is not real. There is a pressing and a striving in the heart of the redeemed, a pressing and striving to enter in at the strait gate, to reside in the secret place of the Most High. Jesus says in Matthew 5:6, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Pressing, striving, hungering, and thirsting are not today's sham Christianity. As sons and daughters of God, we must be about our Father's business, and the foundation and knowledge of the Father's business is discovered in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Automatic pilot Christianity is not real, does not work, and is a false hope. Have you been born again? Are you ready for the peace that passes all understanding? Would you like today to be the best day of your life and for tomorrow to be better? Press in today. The beauty and benefits of redemption last forever, and this is your formal invitation to enter in. Do it today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, 2 Corinthians 5:17-19, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God said, Psalms 103:10-12, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. God said, Hebrews 8:12, For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. God said, Hebrews 9:13-14, For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. God said, 1 Timothy 4:7, But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Man said, Man's science has the formula for delving into the troubles of the mind. The fields of psychology and neuroscience now have the solutions. Now the record. It is not the goal of this website to prove that there is a God. That is relatively easy to do. The vast majority believe in one God or another. God said Manson contends for the faith and purposes to convey the certainty that God is the God of the Old and New Testaments of the Holy Bible. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 606, that once again certifies the full inerrancy and supernatural authorship of the majority text, which in the English language is the authorized King James Version. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We are honored by your visit. The perfect beauty of Holy Writ is breathtaking, from the gentlest, softest revelation to its staggering, miraculous pronouncements. Truly, this is a place to build a life that will last forever. Thousands of years before man's vaunted knowledge arrives at the discovery, the discriminating eye sees that God is already there with knowledge that only the Creator himself could know. In this feature, this truth will once again be obvious. With 26.2% of Americans 18 and older, about 1 in 4 adults, suffering from a diagnosable mental disorder in a given year, it is heartening to know that God offers the perfect solution. It's called Word Therapy. The Word of God promises the born again a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Speak those words over yourself. God forgives the sins of those who repent and turn their lives over to Christ, and God remembers those sins no more. You are born again, born anew. You are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The new man in Christ is not guilty of the old man's sins. Our records have been expunged. A new name has been written down in glory, yours and mine. The born again are required to put on godliness, which simply means godlikeness. It is an exercise of godliness, even a requirement, that we no longer associate the evil history of the old man that has been crucified with Christ, with the new creature in Christ. To remember by dredging up old sins that have been washed away by the blood of Christ and again taking ownership of them is ungodly. It is sin. If we do that, we make the blood of Christ of none effect. God remembers the sins no more, and the godlike must do the same. In the God Said, Man Said feature, Science Looking for God's Eraser, we find the following excerpt. God Said, Man Said addressed research concerning the subject of erasing memory several years ago. Psychology Today, in its March-April 2012 issue, under the heading Wiping the Slate, is updating scientific progress. Several excerpts from that feature follow. We are all troubled by certain memories. A schoolyard bully, a heart-wrenching breakup, the loss of a loved one. But if you could forget parts of your past, would you really want to? What would that mean for you, for who you are? Pardon me. Such questions are the stuff of science fiction, but not for long. In the last few years, there has been a huge body of work on the neural mechanisms of fear memories, writes University of Michigan neuroscientist Stephen Marin in a recent review in Neutron. There is now considerable evidence that they can be erased. Scientists have already developed drugs that can delete memories in rats, but figuring out how to target them is the holy grail, says Marin. We don't want to just erase the day in your life when this thing happened. Even taking the emotional sting out of traumatic memories has its risk. Remorse keeps behavior in check. Without it, people could do terrible things without any fear of crippling regret. And the pain of violence is part of what motivates victims to prosecute assailants, end of quote. Science is searching for the answers, but we'll find that God's word is already there with the solution. How miraculous and marvelous that God, via the born-again transformation, has removed the bad effects, guilt, shame, and trauma of bad memories without destroying the education of the memory. For example, the stove is hot, don't touch it. At the point of being born again, an entire spiritual, mental, and physical transformation begins at light speed and continues until we see Jesus face to face, at which time we will be perfected. End of quote. Psychology Today, in March-April 2010 issue, debunks truths of their field under the feature titled Pop Goes Psychology Too. Under the paragraph heading Trauma Requires Counseling, we find this statement. Evidence shows that promoting people to relive a recent trauma by talking about it or by visualizing the event may actually provoke post-traumatic stress disorder, not prevent it. End of quote. Dredging up forgiven sins is a sin. It is ungodly. Doting on evils of the past that God has delivered one from and reliving its horrors is not to be done. Of course, the God of the Bible knew it all the time. God instructs in controlling the mind in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. A sound mind requires a sound foundation. That foundation is the word of God. God said, 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." God said, Psalms 103:10-12, "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." God said, Hebrews 8:12, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." God said, Hebrews 9:13-14, "For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." God said, 1 Timothy 4:7, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." Man said, "Man's science has the formula for delving into the troubles of the mind. The fields of psychology and neuroscience now have the solutions. Now you have the record.